Jim. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for calling and listening.
You're welcome. I'm thinking, I have two questions. I'm thinking about getting a hot tub. My physical therapist that does Feldenkrais physical therapy says that it'd probably be good for me because my body's stiff. And I always tell her when she says my body's stiff, I'm telling her I'm getting ready for the end. But I'm 66 years old, and I'm in relatively good health. And but I'm just not sure about the chemicals and to keep a hot tub going. So I wanted to get your opinion and see what you think.
Sure. I would say I personally don't have a hot tub, so I don't have personal experience with this. But just knowing that there is chlorine and bromine typically in the hot tub waters, and that can be harmful to the body, especially if you're using it frequently, and they can especially cause problems with the thyroid function. And then too, it's possible that the pH balancing in the hot tub could cause some disruption in the body. So there are natural ways to clean the hot tub and to keep the pH balance in the hot tub correct, and it doesn't include those chemicals. And I don't have any personal affiliation with any companies that are out there, but I do know that they are out there. And in fact, I just did a just real quick search right when you were starting to ask me, and I see that there's a few companies available on the internet that have these natural products available that you could use. But I agree with you. I would rather you not use the typical chemicals that are for hot tubs and try to steer towards the more natural cleaners.
Well, I went to the place and the lady said, and she was real very informative, but she says basically she has some natural stuff, but then every once it's more natural. But she said you do sometimes have to use some chemicals to keep it in balance. The problem is the water's not the problem. It's the humans getting into it.
Yeah.
And she says what people are supposed to do is rinse off before they go into the hot tub.
Okay.
So that's something I can think about. But I've looked online, and I can't find that many places that say natural. Maybe I'll do another search.
One that I'm looking at right now is called Clarity for Spas.
What is it called?
Clarity for Spas. I don't have any association with them, but I do see that they're offering these chlorine-free natural products to use in the hot tub.
And it's called Clarity what?
For Spas.
Oh, for Spas. Okay, I'll look that up.
Yeah.
Okay, then my other quick question is, I have a sliding hiatal hernia.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, what do you know about that?
So for the hiatal hernia, I usually recommend a couple different things. One of them is called visceral manipulation. And this is when an actual adjustment of soft tissue is made. Like when we think of chiropractors, we think of more bony structures that are adjusted, but you can actually adjust the soft tissue in the body as well, different soft tissues, and one of them being the hiatal hernia that can occur into the stomach from the esophagus or from the small intestine. So you can contact somebody who does these visceral manipulations and you can get them to help you with the hiatal hernia. They can actually pull it down a little bit to help you. And I've seen chiropractors that are trained in that. I know that some massage therapists are trained in that. Naturopaths, some of them are. So just looking for somebody that could offer that for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I looked on it. You know, the one thing, I'm going to be coming into the Tahoma Clinic and I'm going to have that pH procedure where they put, you swallow something.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And Dr. Sherman's my doctor.
Oh, okay.
And and I'm going in a week. Lately, I've been coughing, spitting a lot, mucus, and the mucus is a little acidy. What would you think of that? I mean, it's acidy.
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. I do wonder if you are reacting to something, if you have some sort of a sensitivity that's occurring.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have the test done and see what comes from that.
That sounds great.
Yeah. Thank you very much for your time and have happy holidays.
Thank you so much, Jim. I'm glad you're seeing Dr. Sherman. He's fabulous. So you
have
a happy holidays as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.